The tent, a symbol of Arab culture. Amid a gala of artists, music, color, and applause, the wait is over for one of the sporting world's most anticipated championships. Look who we are. We are the dreamers. The Football World Cup's opening ceremony, watched by thousands of fans in Qatar and millions of people across the globe.
I heard something beautiful. Not just music, but also this call to celebration.
The first World Cup of the post-COVID-19 era. The first in the Middle East. The first hosted by a Muslim country. The traditionally popular sport not just unites nations across the globe, but also the people of Qatar and its rulers.
People of all origins, nationalities, religions and beliefs will meet here in Qatar and on TV screens around the world, on all the continents, to participate in these incredible moments. It's a beautiful thing for people to put their differences aside, to celebrate their diversity and unity at the same time.
The 2022 World Cup underway. It didn't start well for the hosts. Saad Al-Sheib charged off his lines and Enna Valencia headed in. But VAR ruled it out for a narrow offside. 15 minutes in, Al-Sheib was involved again, catching Valencia. The referee played advantage, but then gave the penalty. Valencia put Ecuador ahead. On the half hour, it was two. Valencia getting his second. Going into half-time, Qatar's Al-Mu'izz Ali did get a sight of goal, but couldn't find the net. The second half was more even, but there were only 3 minutes left when Mohamed Bentaleb had the host's best chance of the game. Not to be. Qatar now face a challenge to get out of their group. And with that, the drama begins for the fans.
It's taken 12 years to get here, a journey fraught with challenges, from a grueling blockade to a global pandemic, from building the infrastructure for an entire nation to delivering stadiums on time. This is the day which marks overcoming all of those challenges, and the FIFA World Cup in Qatar has officially begun. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Doha.